Fight, 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 and fight we will. We fight every day right here on the MG Show.
Wow, it is Friday. Yeah, Saturday, Sunday, what? Hey, welcome to the MG Show. Friday, 11-11. I want to just quickly thank all of our veterans who have served and who are serving yet today. Shady Groove, get on in here. My partner in justice, come on in, my brother.
I would absolutely love to join you in that appreciation, my friend. Thank you to all of them out there.
Yeah, yeah. And we've got a lot of veterans that watch this show. And
it looks like Jeff just went haywire. Where'd he go, Yeti? Did he just, like, lose his connection? I'd definitely like to echo the sentiments that Jeff was getting ready to say there. Thank you to all the veterans, all the people that have sacrificed family time, sacrificed their lives, sacrificed limbs to stand up for America and to serve here. This is one of the most honorable things that you can do in our country is to stand up and serve. And we take our hats off to all of you every day. We appreciate all of you every day. And we love you every day. And the country right now is in a little bit of a situation where the people on the left aren't appreciating the work that the veterans have done in the same way that I think that they should be. So thinking about that this weekend, thinking about Friday, we got a lot in store for you. I'm not sure exactly what happened to Jeff. We'll see if we can straighten it out here in a second. If not, I'll be back over to join you right after we roll this beautiful Bean footage. Thank you for your support, guys. Go Yeti.
Hello, this is Jeff Peterson from the MG Show. Shady and I are so thankful to our viewers and listeners on the podcast and rumble.com/MG Show live 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. East and Brighteon.tv. If you guys want to help support this show, please help us with the sponsors, MyPillow, Sovereign Advisors, etc. We want to make sure that you understand the best way for you to help our show because we are not funded by Pfizer. We're funded by you. And this is citizen journalism, independent citizen journalism. This is the best way to support us. This is our mg.show/donate site. This $17 a month one is really awesome. I don't know why I like that number. Then there's also, that's recurring. Then there's also one-time donation, and there are other ways to donate as well. Buy us a coffee and give, send, go. But please, we really need your help to fight this battle every day and bring you content on our website. We've got a new blog, too. So get over there, check out the content that we're delivering to you every day. Thank you, guys. God bless.
Save your pennies. Save your pennies. So your pennies become the dollars you need for retirement. Problem is, where do you put it so you can retire? So many choices. Admit it, you need some advice. It's all right, we make retirement planning easy. Call 517-375-9829. YourRetirementGuru.com.
Hello, this is Jeff Peterson from the MG Show. Shady and I are so thankful to our viewers and listeners on the podcast and rumble.com/MG Show live 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. East and Brighteon.tv. If you guys want to help support this show, please help us with the sponsors, MyPillow, Sovereign Advisors, etc. We want to make sure that you understand the best way for you to help our show because we are not funded by Pfizer. We're funded by you. And this is citizen journalism, independent citizen journalism. This is the best way to support us. This is our mg.show/donate site. This $17 a month one is really awesome. I don't know why I like that number. Then there's also, that's recurring. Then there's also one-time donation, and there are other ways to donate as well. Buy us a coffee and give, send, go. But please, we really need your help to fight this battle every day and bring you content on our website. We've got a new blog, too. So get over there. Check out the content that we're delivering to you every day. Thank you, guys. God bless.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, and political instability. They all have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. They can also cause gold and silver to go up. There's a time to be in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and there's a time to get out. This is the time to hold gold and silver. Kirk Elliott, double PhD, has been protecting individual Americans' assets for more than two decades.
Hi, I'm Kirk Elliott. There's no such thing as a bad investment. There's only bad timing for investments. And now is the time to own gold and silver.
Now is the time to own physical metals in an IRA, a 401k, and of course, outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets. Please call 720-605-3900. 720-605-3900 for gold, silver, and undeniable economic protection against out-of-control government.
Support the guys and mention MG Show when you call.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my original My Slippers are back in stock. You've made them a huge success, and now I've added smaller sizes, larger sizes, wide sizes, and all new colors. And with your promo code, you still save $90 a pair. Not only that, I'm having the biggest closeout sale ever on our sandals and slides for as low as $19.98. What makes my slippers different is my exclusive four-layer design that you're not going to find in any other slippers. My slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Wear them anytime, anywhere. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code to save $90 on my original My Slippers, or for as low as $19.98, you can get our sandals or slides. Quantities won't last long, and with my 60-day money-back guarantee, you can rest assured they'll be the most comfortable footwear you'll ever own.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Jeff did get his stuff straightened out. He's working on getting set to go back over here to bring the news of the day to you. I want to thank everybody for supporting MyPillow, Mike Lindell on MyPillow.com store. You can also go to my store on MyPillow.com to support this show. We are very, very thankful for Mike Lindell. And the phone number is 1-800-873-0478, and they've got some great stuff going on over there. Slippers, get some new towels, gifts for Christmas. As a matter of fact, Christmas is coming up. People need some new stuff. So thank you so much for supporting the show here and for supporting Mike Lindell. And again, that number is 1-800-873-0478. And welcome back to the MG Show. Jeff had a blue screen of death. I'm here to report that the blue screen of death came into play on Friday morning. I think he's getting close to set back up.
Wow, guys. Wow. Welcome back to the MG Show. Thank you guys for it happened during commercials, so I was able to reboot, figure out, blue screen of death. That's always fun in the middle of a broadcast, right, Shady? I mean, woo. I might have to have You See Nothing and Yeti help me out with that later after the show. Yeti, thank you very much. Shady, thank you very much for driving into the commercials, and welcome back, guys. We're here on the MG Show. It is 11:11, and it's a very important day. But, you know, I want to just make sure that people are not going to get caught up in their operations, right? You see that the Lincoln Project is all about Ron DeSantis, MSNDNC. All these rhinos are being shown to you guys. And, you know, I want to just make sure that we don't get caught up in that. You know, all this information is going to get tangled. There's a lot of stuff happening. Oh, Ron DeSantis this, Ron DeSantis that. We had a little bit of a interesting post last night from Donald J. Trump. We're going to cover that too, Shady, about a fake fight. Okay, so we don't know what's happening, folks, about, you know, all of this. But we've got to sort it all out. We got to get back on message. I stand for President Donald J. Trump in 2024, and so do tens of millions and millions, hundreds of millions of people, okay? Ron DeSantis is a great governor. Be a governor, okay? Tell everybody that you're not going to run, or is it optics? It could very well be optics, Shady Groove. This could be even the pedophile project, Lincoln Project, loves DeSantis, and maybe DeSantis becomes vice president. We don't know, but we don't need to get into the weeds on this yet. But we will read Donald J. Trump's truth about, it's about five, you know, truths long about Ron DeSantis. And everything that that the POTUS said is true. But we need to get back on it. We need to get back to work. We need to trust ourselves. All of you. We all need to trust ourselves with the information and the operations that are being run against the America First. The America First movement, Shady, is the biggest movement in the history of the world, Shady. And it doesn't just cover America. This is worldwide.
It is. It's by far the biggest movement. It's by far the largest movement in the history of our lifetimes, not even close. And the conversation, this is the way that Trump understood that he could weaponize the people against the establishment, because all he really had to do was bring that America First message. And that is exactly what it is that they are trying to prevent you from getting for decades now. They don't like these candidates that come up and say, we got to take care of the people in this country first, because their slush funds and all their little games that they play don't work so well whenever we're taking care of our people first, and the government is working for the people and being represented by us as who they are. The government is not our overlord. The government are people from our country that we select to represent us.
Yes, and they've got to work. The elections have to work. It is the lifeline of our country. Everything that you see that's an issue today is because of the elections, guys. Everything. The border, the war in Ukraine. You know, they get whoever they want in by cheating. And we're going to cover a little bit about Maricopa County and Utah and Georgia runoff, and they're trying to move votes over there. They're slow walking the vote in Maricopa. This is how they cheat, folks. Oh, and Shady, they even said that there was only 20% of the machines that were flawed. It turns out 30%. Are they going to hide votes, guys? We need to keep our eyes on the vote fraud right now, guys, and keep talking about it. Talk about it with your friends. It doesn't need to take until Christmas to get our red wave, Shady. We had it. We had the red wave.
And we do have it. We do have it. You can already see it. There's 212, I think, House seats that are already seated for the Republicans. The prize here was the House of Representatives and these committees, these investigative committees, and being able to have leadership roles in these committees, as well as getting one up here in the Senate. We're hoping that we end up with one up in the Senate so that whenever the next election cycle turns around, they cannot do crazy stuff at the end of that. So I think that we're in a good position, Jeff. I think we did have a red wave, and I think that they are doing everything in their power to hide it from these great folks that are coming to this show and go to many other shows, as a matter of fact.
Who's the guy that called the race for Arizona on Donald J. Trump election night? Who is that guy?
Chris Stalwart, right?
Is that Brett Baer.
Or Brett Baer Show. Right, yeah.
To offer from a Fox News perspective a town hall with the former President Donald Trump and Governor DeSantis. We'd love to have that. We'll start the discussion.
We'll bring a family therapist.
Very simple. We could do it just like the Tim Ryan, J.D. Vance. Final word on this.
Yeah. So they're all showing themselves now, Shady Groove. And, you know, remember that Trump, there was an old, you know, Trump. Let's see. It was an old Trump video about how he was going to lose it all.
And maybe this was foolish, but I really meant it. That someday I'd like to maybe lose everything for a period of time to see who's loyal and who's not loyal. And I found out a lot of things.
Did you find out who's loyal and not loyal?
I tell you what, and you can't guess it. You can't predict it. You think certain people would be loyal no matter what, and it turns out that they're not. And you just can't predict it.
So that's interesting, right? And then I think, Shady, it's time to go look at the Donald J. Trump thread that he did. Let me grab it. I have it in an easier way to look at it. But what do you think of that, Shady?
I think that you're actually watching that. I think that this is an aspect of Art of War. He wrote about things like this in Art of the Deal, and he also talks about the high emphasis that he puts on loyalty and how irritated he is when people aren't loyal. That is another little bit of a clue of what's been going on. And I think a big clue of the whole, you know, the whole operation of Q and getting people plugged in and involved, because I think that they knew that this was going to be a game board that would be very, very hard to navigate if Americans didn't have a lot of information.
And I want to make this very clear, Shady. I want Ron DeSantis to remain my governor. Okay? I mean, it's very simple. I don't want who funds Ron DeSantis, the GOP party. Mm-hmm. You know, remember, they're not, they are owned. They're, that's a corporation, right? The GOP is a, it's a company.
Yes.
The governors, the GOP Governors Association, all deep state guys. He does have deep state money. I don't want him splitting the America First vote, Shady. I love Ron DeSantis, what he's done here. But let's read a little bit about this, Shady Group. Let's take a look at it. This is Donald J. Trump yesterday. Now that the midterms are over and a success, News Corp, which is Fox, the Wall Street Journal, and the no longer great New York Post, bring back coal, is all in for Governor Ron DeSanctimonious, an average Republican governor with great public relations who didn't have to close up his state. But he did, Shady Groove, who didn't have to close up his state, but did. Unlike other Republican governors, whose overall numbers for a Republican were just average, middle of the pack, including COVID, and who has the advantage of sunshine, where people from badly run states up north would just go no matter who the governor was, just like I did. Ron came to me in desperate shape in 2017. He was politically dead, losing in a landslide to a very good agriculture commissioner, Adam Putnam, who was loaded up with cash and great poll numbers. Ron had low approval, bad polls, and no money. But he said that if I would endorse him, he could win. I didn't know Adam, so I said, let's give it a shot, Ron. When I endorsed him, it was as though, to use a bad term, a nuclear weapon went off. Years later, they were the exact words that Adam Putnam used in describing Ron's endorsement. He said, quote, I went from having it made with no competition to immediately getting absolutely clobbered after your endorsement, end quote. I then got Ron by the star of the Democrat Party, Andrew Gilliam, who was later revealed to be a crackhead, by having two massive rallies with tens of thousands of people at each one. I also fixed his campaign, which had completely fallen apart. I was all in for Ron, and he beat Gilliam. But after the race, when votes were being stolen by the corrupt election process in Broward County, and Ron was going down 10,000 votes a day along with the now Senator Rick Scott, I sent in the FBI and the U.S. attorneys, and the ballot theft immediately ended. Just prior to them running out of the votes necessary to win, I stopped his election from being stolen. And now, Ron DeSanctimonious is playing games. The fake news asked him if he's going to run if President Trump runs, and he says, quote, I'm only focused on the governor's race, and I'm not looking into the future. Well, in terms of loyalty and class, that's really not the right answer. This is just like the 2015 and 2016 media assault collusion, when Fox News fought me to the end until I won. And then they couldn't have been nicer or more supportive. The Wall Street Journal loved. Oh, did I miss one? I missed one, Shady. But interesting, right?
Well, look at that. Think about the very, very specific reasons that he would be saying that. And I would just like to pass along the message that Donald Trump doesn't give fake clues. You know, I mean, if there is some sort of thing going on between the two of them, then they're doing it on purpose. If there isn't, then Donald Trump is doing this on purpose. And I'd just really like to send that message out there to let you guys recognize that, you know, if there's anything that we have learned, that Donald Trump doesn't say anything for no reason. That's the bottom line. No matter who he calls out.
And then, you know, so Donald J. Trump retruth this right here. Trump masterfully started this fake fight with DeSantis to reveal the deep state rhino scum and their puppets,
Brilliant move. Now we see who is truly for the people and who is for the DC swamp. Trump 2024 MAGA. Very interesting.
I was glad to see that he reposted that. I think that's a good thing that he reposted that and for people to read it, because I think that we need a little bit more thinking going on out there. I think we need people thinking more. They look and they say, oh, DeSantis, good. They don't think. And we need people to think their way through this. Like, how did Florida count 21 million votes in 5 hours, 6 hours? And Arizona says it's going to take a week to count the last 400,000. We need people thinking, and I think that this helps people do that, regardless of what the intention is.
Yeah, and you know, he said Joe O'Day's lost big. Make America great again. Joe O'Day lost big. He didn't have my support, but Ron DeSanctimonious and Rhinos were all in. He could have won, but had a death wish. Very little press coverage of his loss. That's very interesting. And let me just go back to make sure where I endorsed him. Tens of thousands of people each won. Election being stolen. The Wall Street Journal loved. Here we go. So let's finish off the post that I was reading, Shady. And it talked about, let me just make sure where I am here. Okay. So let me just see. Okay. So let's look at this. Star of the Democrat Party, Andrew Gilliam, election from being stolen. Okay. The Wall Street Journal loved. Let me just make this a little bit bigger. Okay. So just like 2015, 2016, a media assault, collusion, when Fox News fought me to the end and I won, and they couldn't even have been nicer or more supportive. The Wall Street Journal loved low energy Jeb Bush and a succession of other people as they rapidly disappeared from sight. Finally, falling in line with me after I easily knocked them out one by one, we're in exactly the same position now. They will keep coming after us, MAGA, but ultimately we will win. Put America first and make America great again.
Man, that sounds very eerily familiar to or similar to a few different Q posts, doesn't it? That last one that you just read. I mean, there's a few that we connect to that post, and it is about that. It is about, you know, putting it out there. They can't beat him. And he's going to assert that they can't beat him over and over again. And then they flop around and freak out.
Yeah. And we also got this, too. This is so sad to see the Republicans attack and foolishly tarnish the results of the midterms. We won. Nancy got fired and is on her way to foreign lands. Republicans are taking over the House and, importantly, its committees, and may very well win the Senate majority depending on whether or not Arizona or Nevada elections are rigged, which I believe they are. So that's very interesting, Shady.
Yeah, because the reason that is interesting is because everybody on the right, even, a few different people yesterday, a few more people yesterday, are acting like Trump needs to stop saying that the 2020 election was rigged or that there is rigging, or stop undermining confidence in the election. I don't understand, Jeff, how Donald Trump pointing out that the elections are messed up and pointing specifically to how they're messed up, I don't understand how that is something we're not supposed to talk about. Like, well, it doesn't do the country any better. How does it do the country better?
It's been debunked, Shady.
Okay.
I think we all should talk about it. You know, even your Democrat friends are probably going, oh, did I vote for this? I hope they are. While we're talking about the red wave, Rick Grinnell came out and defended Trump to the death on Newsmax. Let's check it out. This is from The Storm Has Arrived 17. Check it out.
Think about what I always think about is, you know, everybody, let's just be honest. Everybody has little private conversations. We're like, why did he tweet that? Why did he say this? And the thing that I always remind people is, like, can you even imagine what he deals with on a daily basis? Like, can you imagine the entirety of the American press attacking you constantly, trying to, and in a lot of cases, they are making up kind of nonsensical stories and they're impeaching you for ridiculous reasons. Everything that you do is under a microscope and gets impeached. And then the next guy that walks into the White House can be just blatantly corrupt and nobody cares. I mean, a lot of that would create this. It creates this what he's become. And he's angry and he's defiant and he's lashing out. And I think he has a good reason to. I think they're driving him as hard as they can to the edge. And I don't think anybody would be left standing after what he's been through. And that's what you wonder. The next guy that's going to be the de facto leader of the party, can they take all these punches?
But here's the difference is that Donald Trump is already through that, right? He's already completed that journey of being attacked constantly. He's not bitter. He's not angry. He's a fighter. He's going to fight back. And let me just say another point here. While all these people are hand-wringing and saying, you know, oh, it wasn't a red wave, I'm sorry, but look at the West right now. We're fighting for Adam Laxalt to become a new senator who was handpicked by Donald Trump. We're going to sweep Arizona. I'm sorry to tell you, but Carrie Lake is going to be the governor. If there was one person that was on the ballot this year that was most like Trump, who never backed away from Trump, who went all the way in and is most like Trump, it's Carrie Lake, and she's about to become the governor of Arizona. I don't buy that this wasn't a red wave. I buy that it wasn't your red wave in Pennsylvania and New York, and all you people who live there and all the staffers that are there are disappointed. But wake up. We got a whole rest of the country, and a whole bunch of people are winning. We're going to take over the House and the Senate. How is that not a red wave? And let me finish by saying this. Donald Trump handpicked Ted Budd in North Carolina, J.D. Masters, J.D. Vance mm-hmm. In Ohio, mm-hmm. Blake Masters in Arizona, Adam Laxalt. All of these people he handpicked in the primary. Some of them were not the most popular person in the primary and didn't have the most money. Matter of fact, some of them were up against people who were ahead of them or had more money. Except all of them won the nomination. All of them are on the cusp of winning. These East Coasters, they're just too self-centric about elitism and, you know, their own interests. I'm so tired of the East Coast controlling it. We got a big red wave coming out here in West Coast on the West Coast.
We're gonna get to what's happening in Arizona and Nevada coming up in the next break. We're gonna take a long look at it and see how those numbers look. But you're pretty confident there in Arizona, right?
I am. We've looked at the ballot numbers. There's more than 500,000 ballots coming back. Those are a lot of Election Day votes. Those are ours.
Same day.
We're absolutely going to see Carrie Lake and Abe Hamadeh win for sure. And I think Blake Masters is right there. I think he's going to win, too.
Real tight. Wow. Something else.
Here we go.
Rick Grinnell.
That's Rick Grinnell, Shady Groove.
Great message. And that's the message that I want all of you to amplify. The message that Rick just said right there was so perfectly said and spot on to the Newsmax crony who's trying to drive this narrative that Trump is angry and bitter. Because Trump makes these statements that are very bold and direct and truthful does not mean he's angry and bitter. It means that he is speaking the truth to people, and the people that are upset about it are the people that think that he's angry and bitter, Jeff. It's the people that he's attacking that want to call him angry and bitter. It's the people in Fox News. It's the people that don't want to deal with another 4 years of Trump. Well, we have news for him. It's coming.
That's right. And I just got my windows back open. Demos, $17 Rumble rant. I'm sorry if I missed other ones. Thank you so much. It means a lot, brother. Hope you and the family are doing well, sir. And he says, debunked by John Oliver. Sounds legit. By the way, Shady, I don't know if you saw this. Donnie O'Sullivan is coming down to Florida, and he wants to interview me live.
Oh, nice.
What do you think of that? What do you think? Should we do it? I don't know.
I don't know. It's up to you.
So let's just look at some of the Washoe County, Nevada election live stream goes dark overnight. Ballots dropped 9 minutes after cameras go dark. And that's in Nevada, guys. Here's the story. As most of you know, Republican Adam Laxalt is currently leading the Democrat Catherine Cortez 49% to 48, Nevada's U.S. Senate rate. Laxalt earlier announced on Thursday, announced that his opponent had no path to victory. And here we go. As of right now, only 90% of the votes are in all counties. All across the state are still counting ballots. In order to have some kind of transparency, many of these counties have been live streaming ballot counting. One of those counties counting ballots live stream was Washoe County. Last night, however, transparency went out the window because of at 11:24 p.m., Washoe County's live stream went offline, which led viewers staring at black screens.
Look at that. There it is. And they stayed dark until just before 8 a.m. this morning. So that's they've reached that. So in a press release, for an official press release from Washoe County, they claim that all staff left for the night 16 minutes before the live stream went offline. In that press release, officials from Washoe County said the courtesy cameras are connected to a computer application designed for live stream events. They intermittently lose connection with the application. So in conclusion, they bizarrely stated, in the future, we will look for a solution that would prevent software disruptions or simply not offer a courtesy live stream feed. So basically, next time they'll just get rid of the cameras altogether, so voters will be in the dark completely. And it looks like the live stream is back online. This is live right now in Washoe County, Shady Grove. Check it out. Pretty interesting.
Yeah, it seems like there should be people doing more than what they're doing. It seems very calm there.
You mean walking around?
Getting the coffee. Hanging out. You know, looking over at this.
They're calling people for signature verified. I mean, it's insane. They're doing that in Arizona and Nevada. It's really weird, Shady Grove, what they're doing. How do you steal a vote after the polls?
They're calling it curing. You're curing a ballot. Let me tell you, that you want to talk about a statement of an oxymoron. We're going to cure a ballot. In other words, we're going to make it better. We're going to fix it. It's all messed up whenever you vote for the wrong people.
That's right. Let me just see. I got a message here. Let's see what we got. All right. So breaking news. Wendy Rogers has just been appointed as chair of the Arizona State's Election Committee. Arizona will now get its house in order with Governor Carrie Lake to ratify election integrity bills via special sessions come January 2023. Congratulations, Wendy Rogers. Shady Grove.
That is awesome. That's great news. Yeah. That's another huge win. That's a win for integrity in the system with Wendy Rogers.
Yeah, it is. Thank you, Wendy. Thank you for fighting for election integrity. She's been there on the front lines. She's been on this show several times. She just texted me that breaking news. Wow.
Yeah.
So Shady, amazing. The elites have begun the assault on the MAGA Republicans. You know, it is the largest conservative movement in U.S. history. With Governor DeSantis's victory on Tuesday, the largest Florida's gubernatorial historical since Bob Graham won by 29 points in 82, there's a lot of talk in the mainstream media that has turned to the future, as reported by the New York Post. That's why POTUS, you know, kind of called out the New York Post. But the young GOP star DeSantis romps to victory in Florida, the future. So Fox News on Tuesday, I couldn't wait to tout Governor DeSantis as his next coming, well, regarding Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans. It's no surprise that the election wasn't even finished before George W. Bush's speechwriter and Washington Post weekly contributor Mark Thiessen started to shape the narrative that America First Republican Party is an absolute disaster. Fox News and Thiessen have willingly ignored the fact that transparency in our elections is non-existent. The election laws were changed across the country to promote no excuse absentee voting. Ballots are sent out to unverified voters en masse. Voting machines are still being utilized with seeming vulnerabilities in their coding, but ignored by officials. The list of discrepancies and fatal deficiencies goes on and on and on with authority seems to have any desire to address it, Shady. Polling numbers showing next to no faith due to lack of transparency in our election system, Shady.
About this. We welcome back Mark Thiessen and Harold Ford Jr. to the panel. We talked a lot about debates and when some candidates did debates and some didn't do them. Had the October 25th debate been September 30th, would this race have changed? Mm. Mark?
I think it might have, or maybe it wouldn't have. I mean, I think there's a broader issue here, which is that, so think about this. We have the worst inflation in four decades, the worst collapse in real wages in 40 years, the worst crime wave since the 1990s, the worst border crisis in U.S. history. We have Joe Biden, who is the least popular president since Harry Truman, since presidential polling happened, and there wasn't a red wave. That is a searing indictment of the Republican Party.
That is a searing indictment of the message that we have been sending to the voters. They looked at all of that and said, and looked at the Republican alternative and said, no, thanks. The Republican Party needs to do a really deep introspection look in the mirror right now, because this is an absolute disaster for the Republican Party, and we need to turn back. We need to look at who won today.
Everybody.
Ron DeSantis. DeWine.
Okay. This guy is a Bush speechwriter. Did you hear him choking on his word, Shady Groove? He is lying through his teeth.
Yes, he is absolutely lying through his teeth, because it doesn't make any sense, Jeff. It doesn't make any sense. If we go back and we look at, like, say, the election of Ronald Reagan in 1980, whenever the country was awash in inflation, it was a wipeout coast to coast. This is the way it should have been this time. This is the way I think that it was this time. But because they have all of their little games and systems that they're able to play, especially in these districts with the squad, you know, like AOC and Omar and all these places like that, like they do not expect to lose. That's why they act like that. That's why they don't debate. That's why they think they don't have to debate, guys. It's because they already know that they're going to win. That is what we're fighting. And I think that you did an amazing job to bring as many to even conquer the House was an accomplishment, in my opinion, considering the landscape, not considering the economy and what the people's mindset is. We're seeing 75% of the people are disgusted with how the country is going, but they went out and voted for Democrats. Stop it. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
And so you know why all the Bushies are coming out. Let's just put it this way. The U.S. has sent more than $54 billion to Ukraine. And former President George W. Bush and the Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky held a virtual conversation on Friday, urging House Republicans to continue to fund the bloody war against Russia and Ukraine, Shady Groove.
No.
So they're bringing out warmonger George W. Bush and bloodline. Let's remember that George H.W. Bush is a bloodline. They are bloodlines. It's not countries. It's bloodlines. And Biden announced another $400 on top of that $54 billion, Shady. Biden announced another $400 million to Ukraine. So, of course, Joe's, you know, son Hunter has nothing to do with it, with his pay to play Burisma scheme, making over $15,000 a month with 10% to the big guy. I mean, guys, you're being played.
They got 6 weeks left, Jeff. They've got six more weeks left, and then they lose the power of the purse strings. And then the Republicans can nix this right in the butt, right along with this 87,000 IRS agents and sending money to Ukraine. We can stop it, and we can stop it pronto. And right here, you're seeing that they're trying to set it up to where we don't stop it. And here we go with the Bush cronies again.
Yeah. Yeah. And here we go. PNAC, Project for a New American Century. Shady Groove, our wall was fixed under Trump. We had peace in the Middle East under Trump. We didn't have wars. We're out of the Paris Accord, climate accord, right? Which Joe Biden apologized for Trump pulling out of that. That scam trillions, folks. You're being played. And again, I want to kind of just, you know, we kind of have a little thing here right now, Shady Groove. Don't get caught up in their operations. Understand who's who and why they're saying it. I mean, the pedophile, Lincoln Project, excuse me, is for Ron DeSantis, and they're using this. And is this a fake war between Trump and DeSantis? Time will tell. But let's not get caught up in this, guys. Let's mission forward, America first, make America great again, Shady.
Yeah, I think that we want to remind our audience right now how Donald Trump struggled for the first 2 years. Remember how he struggled for the first 2 years to get money for the wall? You know who was standing in the way? Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell. Okay, that's who he had to go around to get the money for the wall. And let's also remember that it was $5 billion. Trump asked for $5 billion. That would be less than 10% of what you just said we sent over to Ukraine to fix that border, and they fought him tooth and nail on it, because that border is important to the Rhino Republicans as well as it's important to the Democrat DNC.
That's right. And, you know, we had a new ballot drop in Maricopa County. This is an article from the Gateway Pundit again. Breaking. Maricopa County gives another ballot drop favoring Democrats. Remaining late early ballot total increase from 275,000 to 292,000, Shade. Now there's more ballots.
No, they found some more.
Yeah. So here we go. Katie Hobbs, 1,031,816. Carrie Lake, 1,004,837. Just less than a percent away, Shady Groove. Total reported 2,300,000, Shady. Florida had 7 million.
Yeah.
So Bill Gates said in a press conference last night that we have about 400 to 410,000 more to be counted. We have about 400 to 410,000 more to be counted. I told this group that we anticipated 90 to 99% of the ballots to be counted by Friday. That's tomorrow. But I'm here to tell you that the goalposts have changed. Maricopa County Recorder Stephen Richter then said, we've received 292,000 early ballots that were dropped off on Election Day. However, the Gateway Pundit reported on Wednesday, Maricopa County tweeted that 275,000 ballots were received on Election Day, not 292. So now we're seeing money. Where did the 17,000 additional late early ballots come from? These stooges did not allow any real reporters into the room to give real questions. The Gateway Pundit reported yesterday that Jordan Conradson, who I've met, he's a good guy, and Ben Berquam from Real America's Voice were physically removed at the Maricopa County presser on Thursday. And they had a drone follow them off the premises, Shady.
Does it make any sense to you whatsoever that any news or any type of news organization should not be allowed? Like what? Why do you have to qualify to these people to say that you are the news? You have a production. You are credentialed. You've been to many, many events as a credentialed journalist. I don't understand how they have the authority to not allow a journalist into this area where other journalists are. This is a club, and they're showing you that it's a club, and they don't want the people that aren't going to march with the company narrative seeing things in the background. Even though, Jeff, by the way, I don't think that they can do this. I don't think that they can throw it. And I'm actually encouraged by what they said right there. 292,000 votes dropped off. That means almost 300,000 people in the state of Arizona did not trust that drop box. And they said, you know what? I got my vote. I got my ballot. I got it filled out. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take it down there, and I'm going to hand it to them personally and make sure they got it. And I don't think Arizona was expecting that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and I think you're going to find out that they're just slow walking it. And, you know, Congress doesn't know what to do. I mean, it's a national security threat that they can't count votes overnight, Shady Groove. Even overnight.
That is an absolutely great point, because look at the confusion that's happening. Like, people can't set their agenda. They can't bring on their chief of staff. They can't start to formulate their plan for the future. They can't coordinate and communicate with the people in Washington because their state can't count the vote.
That's right. Larry Kudlow, Larry Kudlow asked Carrie Lake why everyone is all of a sudden pounding President Trump. Let's listen to Carrie Lake. This is from Misty G. Check it out.
All of a sudden is everyone pounding the poor guy to death? I mean, he did a lot of good things for this country.
I'll tell you why they're doing it, because he's probably going to announce he's running, and some people don't want him to, but I don't think that's going to stop him. He did amazing things for this country. His America First policies had every group of citizens doing better. Didn't matter what your skin color was. Didn't matter what your zip code was. We were riding high under President Trump.
Yes, we were. We were. We had everything fixed. We don't need somebody else. We don't need a green person that has no idea about foreign policy leading foreign policy. We had a President Donald J. Trump that knows that tariffs. You think the GOP wants to get tariffs back involved, Shady Groove?
No, they don't. No. They want to capitulate to China. They want to make China happy, Jeff. They want to make sure that China has everything that they need. That's what they want.
Why am I on the live feed? Why are you staring at me?
Who's staring at you?
I was just on live full screen. Stop it. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm not paying. I can't. Let me see. I wasn't looking at it. Sorry.
It's like I'm trying to get ready for the next thing, and I'm looking around going like this, and you're talking, and I'm looking like an idiot over there. Thank you, Yeti. I love you. This is, let's just go through this. We're going to be leaving Brighteon in about 4 minutes. We love you, Brighteon.tv. Come on over to MG Show on Rumble, rumble.com/MG Show for the rest. Otherwise, watch Brighteon.tv for Van Vandersteel. She's up next on Brighteon.tv. This show will be on rumble.com/MG.show if you want to watch everything else from Brighteon.tv and swoop over there later on tonight. You can watch this show as well. Shady, we had a post last night, 4962. Who are the silent thieves? Why are they manipulating you? Why are they, or how are they stealing your wealth? Bubble, crash, steal, lie, repeat. What is inflation? Monetary manipulation? Taxation without representation? Put an end to the endless 1913 Q.
Very interesting right now with the conversation going on around inflation in America and people recognizing the significance of the control of your economy. And as well, you know, Jeff, isn't it interesting to recognize that what we're seeing right now in the economy is a lot closer to what we knew was the real economy before we went into 2016? You know, like before, let's say, go back before Trump even. And what we knew, like people like us that were paying attention and like recognized that they're manipulating the system, they're manipulating the numbers, they're manipulating the employment numbers, all of these different things were being manipulated. And now look at what we're seeing. Look at the focus that is being put on that, and look at how it's being brought up. In other words, it's the economy is closer right now to matching the real distress of the economy, whereas they've been hiding it for the last 5 years. It's almost like they can't hide it right now. And them not being able to hide it and inflation spiraling out of control, I think it's going to get worse. I think gas prices are going to go up more. I think food prices are going to go up more. And I think that people are going to recognize more that they have a rigged election, and all these things kind of hitting them at the same time is pretty darn amazing.
Yeah. And, you know, if you look at this bubble crash, steal, lie, repeat, what is inflation, all that, you know, they've controlled the bubble. You know, to make it a little bit easier on the people that want to vote for Joe Biden. They don't, gas prices are lower, you know, because they were $5. Now they're $4.99. You know, so they control all that, you know, taxation, you know, without representation. That's your gas pump taxes. It's all the taxes that we shouldn't even be paying. You know, 1913 is the Federal Reserve. You know, we understand that, you know, it's, this is a very basic, you know, Q post, but you know, it's part of the way that they control you. You know, if you look at silent weapons, what is it? Silent quiet. Weapons, silent wars. Yeah.
Yeah. Silent weapons or quiet wars. Yeah.
Kind of relates to this.
And didn't you find it interesting that yesterday, two days after the election, they announced that the federal court had struck down this whole student loan forgiveness thing. So basically, yeah. they were able to run them right up into the election, and then nope, not happening.
Yeah, day after the election, and a day after the election, Joe Biden released that $400 million to Ukraine. So $54.4 billion of your money, allegedly, is going over to Ukraine. You know, because their crimes need to be covered up. The Bushies, the PNAC, the Project for a New American Century, cronies, all these people, the Lincoln Pedophile Project, all these people. Storm Has Arrived did a great truth on this as well. We're going to be keeping track. He's going to be keeping track. The Storm Has Arrived 17 on True Social will be keeping track of all of the flipped rhinos. And we're going to read those to you as well, Shady Groove.
That is a great, great, great idea.
So that's what we are doing. And if you're not on True Social, get over to @InTheMatrix with three X's. That is moi. And @ShadyGroove with three O's. That is him. And then @MGShow. That is us. And @QLoungeLive. That is Shady. Well, what do you think about that, guys?
I think that this is amazing, Jeff. I do. I honestly do. I think that I've never seen the country so politically engaged. And you don't have a country if you don't have your citizenry politically engaged. Doesn't really matter how you're engaged, but they are engaged to the point where we had 6 million more. We had 6% more participation in the midterm election than the Democrats. 6.4%, I think, is the number. 6 million people more came out for us, and the votes aren't all counted yet. So we have to stand on this as a major, major victory going forward. I don't care what the media says. I don't really care. We've already, you know, silenced them in our heads. They don't have dominion over us anymore, but they still think that they own the narrative. And that's why we are still here. All of the people that are here because we're not going to let it happen.
That's right. And look at this. This is the Storm Has Arrived post right here with so many supposed allies of President Trump revealing themselves. I've decided to keep track and keep a list of the conservatives who have turned their backs on him. Ben Shapiro, Candace Owens, Tim Pool, Mike Cernovich, Ben Shapiro, Will Kane, Jesse Kelly, Guy Benson, Will Chamberlain, Winsome Sears, Steve Crowder, Officer Tatum. No doubt this list will grow and I will be adding names and updating. Who did I miss? Well, you missed that one dude right there, the Trump speechwriter we just got. But you know what? There's going to be so many. It'll be hard to keep this list up, my brother.
It will be. And it will definitely grow. And you guys, like I said yesterday, the people that are MAGA, the people that didn't see Q, the people that didn't understand Q, you're getting ready to get the taste of what it was or what it is that they do to Donald Trump that we've been watching for almost 5 years now. It's disgusting. And they are going, and Q gave you the lead in to recognize that this is what was going to be happening. This is how they're going to operate. They have no other choice. The system will protect the system until we eliminate the system that they're protecting. I don't think there's any other way out of this.
I wanted to just echo back on the Q post today about the Federal Reserve. We've done a lot of that digging and stuff, and it's relevant, but this one is more relevant, especially with Arizona, what's happening today. Q post 2492, Arizona. R. Gov won by 328,000 votes. D. Senator winning by 32,000 votes. R. Governor won Maricopa County by 325,000 votes. D. Senator winning Maricopa County by 32,000 votes. 350,000 vote swing to D. Senator. Q. That was 11-12. Delta tomorrow. 2018, Shady.
4 years ago.
Showing you how they're doing it. And they're doing it now.
And then we're happy to literally be sitting here 4 years later talking about that exact county, the only county Q called out in the posts.
Yeah. All right. So real quick, guys, I did get a text back from Greg Phillips. Let's do it next week. I should have more clear idea of what I'm allowed to say. We have our main answers due in court. So he's got some court stuff happening. We love you, Greg Phillips. Thank you for trying to get on the show for our Flannel Friday, Shady. And he will try to get on next week, Shady.
Sounds great. Looking forward to getting an update for him. And I know that he's out there in Arizona trying to keep an eye on things. So much love to you and the team, Greg.
Yeah, I think he had court this today back. I'm not sure, but he's been, he's all over the place, Shady. And he was in Arizona. I'm not sure if he still is, but God bless you, Greg. God bless you. True the vote. And God bless you guys. And we're going to be out of here for about 5 minutes. Shady Groove, good first hour.
Welcome back.
Here we are. Shady Groove. That was a quick 5 minutes. Oh, my gosh. Hour one outro.
Try that one.
Love you guys. Here it is. See you back in five minutes. Shady Groove, take it away, my brother. www.mg.show.
Stay tuned for hour number two of the Matrix Groove Show live on Red State Talk Radio. Coming right up after these words, in the Matrix with 3X's.com.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Save your pennies. So your pennies become the dollars you need for retirement. Problem is, where do you put it so you can retire? So many choices. Admit it, you need some advice. It's all right, we make retirement planning easy. Call 517-375-9829. YourRetirementGuru.com.
Hello, this is Jeff Peterson from the MG Show. Shady and I are so thankful to our viewers and listeners on the podcast and rumble.com/MG Show live 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. East and Brighteon.tv. If you guys want to help support this show, please help us with the sponsors, MyPillow, Sovereign Advisors, etc. We want to make sure that you understand the best way for you to help our show, because we are not funded by Pfizer. We're funded by you. And this is citizen journalism, independent citizen journalism. This is the best way to support us. This is our mg.show/donate site. This $17 a month one is really awesome. I don't know why I like that number. Then there's also, that's recurring. Then there's also one-time donation, and there are other ways to donate as well. Buy us a coffee and give, send, go. But please, we really need your help to fight this battle every day and bring you content on our website. We've got a new blog too. So get over there, check out the content that we're delivering to you every day. Thank you guys. God bless.
Government-induced inflation, taxes, rising interest rates, and political instability. They all have a crushing effect on our investments, often causing the stock market to go down. They can also cause gold and silver to go up. There's a time to be in stocks, bonds, and mutual funds, and there's a time to get out. This is the time to hold gold and silver. Kirk Elliott, double PhD, has been protecting individual Americans' assets for more than two decades.
Hi, I'm Kirk Elliott. There is no such thing as a bad investment. There's only bad timing for investments. And now is the time to own gold and silver.
Now is the time to own physical metals in an IRA, a 401k, and of course, outside of a retirement plan. Don't let the government destroy your hard-earned assets. Please call 720-605-3900. 720-605-3900 for gold, silver, and undeniable economic protection against out-of-control government.
Support the guys and mention MG Show when you call.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my original My Slippers are back in stock. You've made them a huge success, and now I've added smaller sizes, larger sizes, wide sizes, and all new colors. And with your promo code, you still save $90 a pair. Not only that, I'm having the biggest closeout sale ever on our sandals and slides for as low as $19.98. What makes my slippers different is my exclusive four-layer design that you're not going to find in any other slippers. My slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Wear them anytime, anywhere. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code to save $90 on my original My Slippers, or for as low as $19.98, you can get our sandals or slides. Quantities won't last long, and with my 60-day money-back guarantee, you can rest assured they'll be the most comfortable footwear you'll ever own.
Thieves.
It shoots situations instead of bullets. Propelled by data processing instead of a chemical reaction or explosion originating from bits of data instead of grains of gunpowder and from a computer instead of a gun. Operated by a computer programmer instead of a marksman under the orders of a banking magnate instead of a military general. It makes no obvious explosive noises, causes no obvious physical or mental injuries, and does not obviously interfere with anyone's daily social life. Yet it makes an unmistakable noise, causes unmistakable physical and mental damage, and unmistakably interferes with daily social life. The public cannot comprehend this weapon and therefore cannot believe that they are being attacked and subdued by a weapon. The public might instinctively feel that something is wrong. But because of the technical nature of the silent weapon, they cannot express their feeling in a rational way or handle the problem with intelligence. In order to achieve a totally predictable economy, the low-class elements of the society must be brought under total control. In effect, must be housebroken. Trained from a very early age. Before they have an opportunity to question the propriety of the matter. In order to achieve such conformity, the lower class family unit must be disintegrated by a process of increasing preoccupation of the parents and the establishment of government-operated daycare centers for the occupationally orphaned children. The quality of education given to the lower class must be of the poorest sort, so that the moat of ignorance isolating the inferior class from the superior class is and remains incomprehensible to the inferior class. With such an initial handicap, even bright lower class individuals have little, if any, hope of extricating themselves from their assigned lot in life. This form of slavery, and slavery it is, to be sure, is essential to maintaining some measure of social order, peace, and tranquility for the ruling upper class. Dear listeners, when a silent weapon is applied gradually, the public adjusts, adapts to its presence, and learns to tolerate its encroachment on their lives until the pressure, psychological, via economic, becomes too great and they just simply crack up. It attacks the vitality, options, and mobility of the individuals of a society by knowing, understanding, manipulating, and attacking their sources of natural and social energy and their physical, mental, and emotional strengths and weaknesses.
Boom. Shady Groove.
Wow. Very appropriate time to play that today, my friend.
Well, I mean, it's a decode of the Q post.
Exactly right.
Yep. Because it says, who are the silent thieves? Who are the silent thieves? Who are they manipulating? Why are they manipulating you? We just played it. There it is. There's your decode for QPost 4962, Shady Groove.
Absolutely. And this is the war that we're in. This is the war that you've been in. A lot of you probably didn't realize you were in a war even 5 years ago, but the reality is this war has been going on. It has been full bore against you for decades and decades and decades. And now we've got a hold of its tail. I mean, we are, you know, the American people have stood up and they've grabbed a hold of the tail of the silent weapon and they're starting to reel it in. And that's what we all need to do. We all need to be on the same page. And I like your message earlier in the first segment, Jeff, about not getting distracted. We need to keep the focus here moving forward because they are going to send every asset they can possibly deploy after us and Trump. Bet on it.
That's right. And that's part of it as well, Shady. I mean, you know, they're manipulating you through silent weapons, through these silent wars. You know, now they're bringing in more social energy to suck your social energy out by pitting Ron DeSantis against Donald J. Trump. It should not even be a question right now in the Make America Great Again movement. But they're sucking the life out of you guys. They're sucking the life out of you. Look here, not there. We need to keep our eyes on the on the on the prize. The eyes on the prize are Donald J. Trump 2024. Let's be realistic. Shady, who's the one that has the executive order, crimes against humanity, on your birthday, on 12/21/17, bringing back corruption and, you know, organizations that are doing crimes against humanity into the Treasury? That's your bank. That's our bank. They don't want it to go there. They don't want Donald J. Trump to give the government back to you, the people. Remember that Trump speech, Shady Groove. It's a government for you, a new government, not one that was already here. Not one. We don't want to save a corrupt government that's full of bloodlines and controlled by the trust. The trust is called the Pesor Trust, affectionately known as the United States of America and Body Politic in Delaware. That is what they're trying to protect. And yes, our president, Donald J. Trump, knows about that. And we and he's got to finish the job, guys. He's got to finish the job. No one else can do what he can do. Shady Groove.
No, because no one else has the footing to do what he can do. And not at the end of the day, that is it. And I noticed one interesting thing on that list that you read at the end of the first hour. I didn't see any people that follow Q on that list.
No, in fact, Will Chamberlain used to attack us. Let's go back to that list, Shady Groove. Let's go back. This is Will Chamberlain. Remember him? He used to be with Posobiec. He's a lawyer out of D.C., and he used to attack us. Me, you know, my Twitter account directly. This guy. Louder with Crowder, guys. Very interesting. Cernovich.
And, you know,
Alex Jones.
Yep.
Sad about Tim Pool.
Do you think that Breitbart, just think about that. Do you think that Breitbart, Andrew Breitbart, would be turning right now? Whenever we look at this, you know, that list, a few of those people Breitbart kind of created, do you think that Breitbart would be turning on Donald Trump right now? Or do you think that Breitbart understood the target? I think he did. And I think these people are making a very, very huge mistake, because in the long run, they're going to end up silencing their own platforms, because people aren't going to take it, Jeff. They're not going to sit around and take people trying to promote Ron DeSantis for president of the United States. I like Ron DeSantis, everybody. Don't get me wrong. But Ron DeSantis has done great work for Florida. Okay?
Yeah.
Donald Trump did great work for every single living and breathing American that exists. That's a big deal. It's not just Florida.
And why do we have Ron DeSantis? Because of Donald J. Trump's endorsement.
You were 10,000 votes away from having a crackhead as governor.
My God.
Let's be realistic.
My God, Gilliam, funded by Soros directly. Oh, my God. We dodged a bullet there, too, just like this Hurricane Nicole. We got a little flooding and our beaches are screwed up, but we dodged a huge bullet.
Yeah.
Whew. Now, to back that message up, while we're talking, Gates, America needs Trump back in the White House. Boom. Okay. Thank you, Neil. GOP gained bigger share of Latino and Black voters, Shady Groove. Thank you, Neil. Thank you, Gina. Dr. Gina, the Uniparty needs you to believe there was no Trump-led red wave. It's a lie, and here's why and how. Here's another one. Club for Growth. McConnell did not make election a referendum on Biden. So this is interesting. He's beaten up on that guy. That's the least of it. Report: Biden's reversal of Trump era deregulation has cost the economy $309 Shady, billion dollars.
Just happens to be 309.
Right. What a great idea for our country. I'm sure he'd be a great on the border on crime and a really sharp negotiator against the new president for life in China. MSDNC pitches eventual John Fetterman presidential run. And they're saying the hoodie won it for him, Shady.
I thought it was the lump.
We won. Pelosi is gone. We take Congress. And if we can stop their very obvious cheating, we'll also take the Senate. Big victory. Don't be stupid. Stand on the rooftops and shout it out loud, guys.
Please. Please, 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 please do that. Please don't take the bait. Please don't listen to these morons. that are going to attempt to sideline Donald Trump. And let me tell you something. Right now, Donald Trump is in a moment where he's a little bit quiet because he's got his Truth Social. He's not back up on Twitter. He's not out there in the public realm as much, and he's just been doing all these rallies. But let me tell you something. Any of you out there who challenge him will take the brunt of it. You will take the horns. I'm going to guarantee you that without a shred of doubt in my mind, you will take the horns if you challenge him. And to the people out there that are the patriots that are acting like that this is some kind of a viable option, I would just like to very much say to each and every one of you that Ron DeSantis is not a viable option. I am sorry. The American people want 4 more years of Trump. They think that they think it was stolen from him, and they think that he deserves 4 more years. And we, the people who participated in this project, the Q project, bringing this information forward, know that that is the plan. And we know that you guys are going to be silenced, but it's going to be a hard row to hoe for these people, Jeff, because they think that they're sitting there with their nice little comfy platforms right now, but they don't really recognize what they're doing to that platform, because the American people are not in the camp of Ron DeSantis for president. I don't care how many times they say it on the news. Nobody is.
Mm. Nope. Real quick, Shady Groove, we had effectual insurrection. Where we go one, we go all. Nothing can stop what is coming. God wins. Ron is working with DJT, or else Trump would have done this before the governor election. Thanks for the work, guys, at Wet Yeti, at Jeff, at Shady and Mods. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Effectual Insurrection. You know, it could all be optics as well. Demos, $1 Rumble Rant, looking for a new nickname? Then go ahead and challenge the Mad Lad. Mad Lad? Yeah, that's true. Mad Lad? Mad Lad. Mad Lad. Mad Very lad. Interesting. Shady, this was a post. With respect, honor, and gratitude, your sacrifices will never be forgotten. Thank you, and God bless veterans. This was a Q post in 2018 on 11/11, Shady Groove.
Man, yeah. And this is this is the day that comes around every year where we think back. And, you know, Jeff, we're sitting here and we're talking about the Federal Reserve, and we're talking about some of these other things that are are going on right now. And a lot of people seem to miss the conversation whenever we talk about veterans, about the idea that World War I and World War II were engineered to help undermine and destroy America. It was part of the plan to initiate those wars, was to weaken us and so that they could infiltrate us. And we have to acknowledge that going forward to literally know that what we're fighting is something that has been fighting you. It was fighting your great grandparents. It was literally fighting your great grandparents back in the early 1900s. And the conversation that they were having, that they wanted transparency then. They wanted transparency in the system then. And instead, the government gave them the Federal Reserve, not transparency. And we're sitting here with the dollar being worth almost 100% less than it was 100 years ago.
That's right. And I'd like to thank our veterans as well with this little tribute, Shady Groove. Here we go.
Awesome.
Now let's set the record straight. There's no argument over the choice between peace and war, but there's only one guaranteed way you can have peace, and you can have it in the next second. Surrender. Admittedly, there's a risk in any course we follow other than this, but every lesson of history tells us that the greater risk lies in appeasement, and this is the specter our well-meaning liberal friends refuse to face, that their policy of accommodation is appeasement, and it gives no choice between peace and war. Only between fight or surrender. If we continue to accommodate, continue to back and retreat, eventually we have to face the final demand, the ultimatum. And what then? When Nikita Khrushchev has told his people, he knows what our answer will be. He has told them that we're retreating under the pressure of the Cold War, and someday, when the time comes to deliver the final ultimatum, our surrender will be voluntary, because by that time, we will have been weakened from within spiritually, morally, and economically. He believes this because from our side, he's heard voices pleading for peace at any price, or better rev than death, or as one commentator put it, he'd rather live on his knees than die on his feet. And therein lies the road to war, because those voices don't speak for the rest of us. You and I know and do not believe that life is so dear and peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery. If nothing in life is worth dying for, when did this begin? Just in the face of this enemy? Or should Moses have told the children of Israel to live in slavery under the pharaohs? Should Christ have refused the cross? Should the patriots at Concord Bridge have thrown down their guns and refused to fire the shot heard around the world? The martyrs of history were not fools. And our honored dead, who gave their lives to stop the advance of the Nazis, didn't die in vain. Where then is the road to peace? Well, it's a simple answer after all. You and I have the courage to say to our enemies, there is a price we will not pay. There is a point beyond which they must not advance. Winston Churchill said the destiny of man is not measured by material complications. The great forces around the moon and the world, we learn their spirits, not animals. He said there's something going on in time and space and beyond time and space, which, whether we like it or not, spells doom. You and I have a rendezvous with destiny. We'll preserve for our children this, the last best hope of man on earth, or we'll sentence them to take the last step into 1,000 years of darkness.
God bless
there it
all
is.
Of you guys. I love it. Look at that, Shady. This is why we fight. Our children. The future. Your country. My country, Shady. God bless America. Live free or die. 11/11. Happy Veterans Day. $17 Rumble rant. Thank you. B-Dub, thank you for your service. Gentry 48D8. Paul Ryan pushing DeSantis tells you everything. I love President Trump and I want him restored to his rightful office. God bless you guys. Where we go one, we go all. Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it on to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same. We must fight. President Reagan, Shady Groove.
We must fight to end war, ladies and gentlemen. We must fight to end war. The Constitution clearly says that we do not have a responsibility to other nations. It is a lie. It is a lie to say that it is necessary to go to foreign wars. It is a lie to say that we have to go and sacrifice our blood and treasure on foreign lands. The Constitution was very, very specific. I have sympathy for other nations. I have sympathy for other situations, but I also have a need and an understanding to recognize what it is that we are doing in America. What did the Constitution actually say? It did not say go out and become the police of the world. What it said was to set an example and stick to that example, and the world will follow you. And now we're talking about in the first hour and this whole program, we've been talking about the problem. The problem isn't just the rhinos. The problem is the rhinos. The problem is the rhinos are cooperating with the military-industrial complex. And the military-industrial complex in America is completely compromised by China. That is a problem. China is narrating American policy. China is puppeting those rhinos. This is what Reagan was pointing out. This is what he wanted you to recognize. He wanted you to see that our freedom was what's important. If we go fighting for everybody else's freedom, we may not have any left. If we develop and maintain and amplify our freedom, we can bring other people to the conversation. And the this is what I think we're re-engineering, my friends. Jeff, you know as good as I do how corrupt and what BS this all is. But at the end of the day, Americans should not be on foreign lands bleeding out in the sand for politicians' pocketbooks, which is effectively bloodlines. What is going on.
And I'll just say bloodlines.
And the
GC yeah. Bike, thank you for what you do. Thank you so much, very much. $5 Rumble rant. Thank you so much. It means a lot. Shady, let's do a little cue and review. For all of the 11/11, this is November 11th, 2017, Shady Groove. What is this, a five-year delta?
Yep.
Hard to swallow. Important to progress. Who are the puppet masters? House of Saudi, 6++, 4 trillion plus. Rothschild, 6++, 2 trillion plus. Soros, 6+, 1 trillion plus. Focus on the above three. Now, I'd like to remind you guys that when President Trump did the benefits for the taxpayers, the first release was $4.2 trillion, the second release was $2 trillion, and the third release was $700, trillion seven. So these numbers match up what Trump gave back to everybody in that aid, Shady Groove, when he was president. Focus on above three. Public wealth disclosures, fake. Many governments of the world feed the eye. Think slush funds, feeder. Think war, feeder. Think environmental PACs, feeder. Triangle has three sides. Eye of Providence. Follow the bloodlines. What is the keystone? Does Satan exist? Does the thought of Satan exist? Who worships Satan? What is a cult? Epstein Island. What is a temple? What occurs in a temple? Worship? Why is the temple on top of a mountain? How many levels might exist below? What is the significance of colors, design, symbol above the dome? Why is this relevant? Who are the puppet masters? Have the puppet masters traveled to this island? When? How often? Why? Quote, Vladimir Putin, the New World Order worships Satan, end quote, Q, Shady.
And that was 2017, 11/11.
Yep. Here's another one. Can you read it?
I can. I'm post 134. Why were the events in SA extraordinary? Who was arrested? What will bank records provide? List the names, family history, investment, ownership, stakes, and point-to-point contacts. Ex-Alawid, Huma, BO, Barack Obama, Citigroup, U.S. Control. Why is this relevant? House of Saud, U.S. Control? Follow the money. What power shift recently occurred? Was a new king appointed? Coincidence. Dark to light. Why is this relevant? One side of the triangle removed. First time in history. Other sides falling. Plus, 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 plus. Q.
Yeah. Again, here's another one. 135 Q post. 12. This was, 5 years ago. November 11th, 2017. Is that 5 years ago?
Wow. Yes, sir.
Rothschilds owned and controlled banks, and it lists out all of the central banks in all of these countries, right?
106. Look at all.
Yep, all of them, Shady Groove. And Iran. So then this next post, here we go. It's still going. Pakistan, Iraq, all of them, Shady Groove. How many? 165, you said?
165 in the list. Yes, sir.
So listen to this. This is after Zimbabwe. So it's A to Z, all the central banks throughout the world. And it says, the Fed and the IRS. Fact, U.S. Federal Reserve is a privately owned company sitting on its very own patch of land immune to the U.S. laws. Q.
Fact.
Fact. Here's another one, Shady Groove. Let me just make sure. Oh, wait. Oh, I went like this. Okay. Here's the next one right here, Shady Groove. 139.
List of this is 11/11. We're reading all the posts from 11/11, guys. List of Republicans in the House and Senate who have announced they will not seek re-election: Bob Corker, Charlie Dent, Jeff Flake, Lynn Jenkins, Sam Johnson, Raul Labrador, Frank Labundo, Tim Murphy, Labrador. Okay, yeah. Why is this relevant? Reread Crumb's Q. And this was right in the beginning whenever Q was telling us to pay attention to the politicians that will crumble. They will stop. They will not forward progress.
Here's Q post 140, November 11th, 2017. Wealth over generation buys power. Power over generations buys more wealth control. More wealth control buys countries and its people. Families combined try equal New World Order, NWO. Inner tri-families will collapse. What is the keystone? What nation dominates all others? What nation has influence over most others? What is the keystone? Return to Saudi Arabia, SA. Strings cut, plus, plus, plus. Puppets, plus, 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 in shadows. Each side of the triangle controls a certain subsect of power brokers. Power brokers are also labeled as puppets' servants. What is the New World Order? Why did POTUS receive a sword dance when visiting Saudi Arabia? What does this mean culturally? Why is this relevant? What occurred in Saudi Arabia? How did POTUS remove one side of the pyramid? What did POTUS receive while visiting China? Where did POTUS dine? What is the significance? What if China, Russia, and others are coordinating with POTUS to eliminate the New World Order? Who controls North Korea? Who really controls NK, who controls several agencies within the US, EU, and abroad. Why is no such agency so vital? Enormous scale of events currently ongoing? Why is Russia helping to kill ISIS? This is not easy to accept nor believe. Crumbs make bread. Operations active. Joint missions underway. The world is fighting back. Refer back to graphic. The Great Awakening. Snow White. Iron Eagle. Jason Bourne. 2016 Dream. / CIA. Q. JD.
Nice review today here. Post number 141. Rogue operators are here. Failed to shut down site. Protected. This will only get worse. Archive and coordinate. Crumbs dropped will soon paint the full picture. The picture will open the eyes of the world. We can't do it without you. God bless you all. Q.
Wow. Wow. And that's, again, 5 years ago. That was post 141. And this is brought to you by Pepe Deluxe. Thank you, Pepe Deluxe. 2477-11-11-2018, Shady. And this is a graphic that says breaking Pentagon says military parade proposed for Veterans Day at least until 2019. No military parade this year. And then says timelines change. Watch the budget queue. And that was from 8/16/18. And this is 8/16/18. And it says, and this is a November 11th, 2018, enemy at the front door. United Secret Service, USSS, U.S. Secret Service, stay alerts, prevent travel, a week to remember. Q.
Post number 2478, 11/11/2018. Let the unsealing begin. Let the declass begin. Let the world witness the truth. We the people. Justice under the law, all caps, Q.
Wow. Great, great review here. This is another big one. Here it is. What if the below could be proven? One, election plus default party officials filled out many thousands of blank ballots. Two, elections plus D party officials removed and destroyed the legal ballots. Three, election plus D party officials deliberately organized non-citizen voting. Four, election plus D party officials in XX locations across the U.S. under lock and key stored many thousands of blank ballots for purpose of altering the vote count total. Who safeguards blank ballots? Who issues blank ballots? Who controls blank ballots? How many blank ballots are generated versus total country population? The control and issuance of blank ballots is key. Why did the same counties under dispute today refuse to turn over voter registration information upon request to the Vote Fraud Commission? Why was the Vote Fraud Commission disbanded and turned over to DHS? What vested authority does DHS have compared to a commission body? Enemy at the front door, Q. And the article that it linked to was this: without evidence, Trump and Sessions warned of voter fraud in Tuesday's elections. Without evidence, Shady.
And man, isn't that a really interesting Q post to read again now, knowing what you know? Like where it starts there, the control and issuance of blank ballots is key. You recognize Q, right? Looking back, made that all capital to show you that we understand that these states are printing the ballots for every single person in the state, whether or not they show up to vote or not. They're being sent their ballot. They have this huge stockpile of blank ballots. I mean, this is very interesting considering that is 4 years ago. And look at what we're seeing right now unfold in front of you. Like, look at this election that we just had. What in that can you point to that is wrong?
You want to read the next one?
Post number, I was getting to it. Post number 2480 with the American flag saying to you, Patriots, 11/11/2018, with respect, honor, and gratitude, your sacrifice will never be forgotten. Thank you and God bless veterans. Q.
Love that one. Love that one, Shady.
So powerful.
All right. Then, Shady, we got a reminder. These are actually when the placeholders started coming out. 2841, November 11, 2018. Placeholder indictments tracking civilian And I'll just run through a couple of these. Placeholder indictments tracking non-civilian. Then we got another one here. Placeholders, SC rulings regarding challenges regarding civil, non-civil. Placeholders, SC rulings regarding USA versus defense appeals. Placeholder branch terminations. Placeholder leaks. Placeholder acts of treason and support articles. Placeholder foreign acts pub. Public. Placeholders 5i public. Placeholder FISA public. Placeholder D-class gen public. Placeholder spec C public. And then we got this one from the NBC News. And let me just see what that is there. Let's see. Here's the news right here. It's NBC News Politics. Justice Department Ratcliffe Gowdy joined list of potential attorney general picks. Shady Groove. And then we've got DE capital C Q. And let me just double check this. Then we got AG redirect right here. AGG aggregator underscore recirculate underscore D. So I'm not sure exactly what those stringers mean. Then Stormy Patriot Joe got queued on November 11th, 2019. And here's what he got queued for, Shady Groove. This was Q, then POTUS, then Q. This is the Q I know. And then it says, while the new 8chan 8kun net is working, come back online due to many attacks. You can get to 8kun.net over the normal internet via temporary domain 8kun.us, right? So this is interesting, Shady. Now we got Just Inform. Just Inform You got, that was a one about, I think this November 11, 2019. I think this Just Inform You, that's that Craig guy talking about we have our own forum. Remember President Trump video? I don't think we have that here. Then we've got a couple of other little right here. Ag dot underscore image failure. Route DOD 11.11.18. And these are Department of Defense IP addresses, Shady. America will be unified again. Future proves past. Q. Shady.
Number 3580, 11/11/2019. Very powerful message. I prefer dangerous freedom over peaceful slavery, Thomas Jefferson. What we seek is the reign of law based upon the consent of the governed and sustained by the organized opinion of mankind, Woodrow Wilson. Educate and inform the whole mass of people. They are the only sure reliance for the preservation of our liberty. Thomas Jefferson, Q.
Wow, some great great ones there. And then we've got this one right here. Calm before the storm, POTUS. Month, day, Q public campaign initiated? Well, that would be the same time Q posted. Month, day, Q public campaign initiated. Month, day, Durham initiated? The same day. What famous crime family did Durham target? Also spearheaded mob prosecutions for the Gambino, Genovese, and Patriarca crime families. What ABC agency did Durham target? How are messages sent? And it's a Rolling Stone article. Frank Cali murder, mafia boss, QAnon motive. Remember that guy? We'll look at that article. December 12, 2018. What if there's another prosecutor outside of D.C. as signed by Sessions with same mandate authority? Q, would you believe in coincidences? 5-5, be ready, Patriots. Shady, and this is the article right here. It's the breaking news analysis. This is the one with that mafia boss guy right here. And he put they scratched a Q on him. Look at that. That's not a Q. You know, they probably just put that on his hand. It's so stupid. Trying to make the straw man. That was the beginning of the straw man, Shady. This is another one, duffing it. MSM constant attacks. Ask yourself why. And this is POTUS and Q near zero delta with Q posting seconds before Trump. Wow.
Nice look back here.
Yeah, this is good. And then, Shady, here's another one.
On 11/11. 2019, Q says June 12, 2018. Would you believe Hussein tried to call Kim prior to the summit? He did not have his updated phone number, Q. That's a repost, I think, right? And it points to the Breitbart article here about Obama tried to call Kim Jong-un 11 times. Previous number tracked, surveillance by a select dedicated team. Number breakdown pre-post POTUS elect. Do you believe in coincidences? Relevant. to future upcoming events. Q.
Wow. And then this is the Daily Mail.
North Korea. Okay, maybe someday, but I'll tell you what. If somebody else became president with that same mindset that they had, you'd right now be in a big war with North Korea. You don't hear too much about it. Could happen. Could happen. I don't know. I always say, who knows? It's deals. Who knows? But in the meantime, North Korea's, I like him. He likes me. We get along. I respect him. He respects me. You could end up in a war. President Obama told me that. He said, the biggest problem, I don't know how to solve it. He told me he doesn't know how to solve it. I said, did you ever call him? No. Actually, he tried 11 times. But the man on the other side, the gentleman on the other side, did not take his call. Okay? Lack of respect. But he takes my call. Thank you very much, everybody.
Who loves that guy?
I love him.
Yeah, here you go. This is another one, Shitty.
3584, Google whistleblower, Project Deep Mind, AI Manhattan Project. Breitbart article regarding Zach Voorhees, February 18th, 2018. Project Deep Dream version 2A. Q, do you believe in coincidences? Q.
Wow. Wow. And then there's the article for Deep Dream right there and the AI for planetary surveillance. 3585 Shady 11 11 2019. Project Looking Glass going forward in order to look back. Q. And this is the post. Dang. So that IP address was not a date. It was So it was an IP address, not a date, guys. Boom. Nice job.
I love these guys. It's so good. Post 3586, 11-11-2019. And this is a very important post, everybody. Once C underscore A, always C underscore A. Former C underscore A elected to Congress. Former C underscore A running for Congress. Former C underscore A running for Senate. And former C underscore A elected to Senate. Former C undercover A elected to the presidency. Define black op clandestine. Once C undercover A, always C undercover A. At Snowden pre NSA. At Snowden, or yeah, at pre underscore NSA. At Snowden base of ops geolocation. Whistleblowers versus POTUS. Former C underscore A. Define black op clandestine. What happens if rogue elements of U.S. ABC intel agencies target to insert U.S. political system president, vice president, House, Senate, NSC, U.S. ambassadors, etc. in black op designated to control friend versus foe targeting, self-preservation, NSA versus C underscore A, Q. And that is a very, very powerful post for people to recognize the reality of the game that is being played that a lot of people are taking as a little lightly out there.
I like how you said C undercover A. That was so cute, Shady. Love it. Indictments coming, I said, 2019.
I said C underscore A, didn't I? What are you talking about? I said undercover. Oh, reality of the game that is being played that a lot of people are taking as... Breitbart article regarding Zach Voorhees. Love this. So that's too far. Post 3586, 11-11-2019. And this is a very important post, everybody. Once C underscore A, always C underscore A.
Right.
Former C underscore A elected to Congress. Former C underscore A running for Congress. Former C underscore A running for Senate. And former C underscore A elected to Senate. Former C undercover A elected to the presidency. Once C undercover A, always C undercover A.
I love
at
it.
Snowden.
C undercover A, always C undercover A, Shady Groove. I love it. I love
I got
it.
Stuck
I
on undercover instead of C underscore. What the hell happened? It's Friday.
I love it.
Oh my God.
And then we got today, Shady Groove. Who are the silent thieves? Why are they manipulating you? How are they stealing your wealth? Bubble, crash, steal, lie, repeat. What is inflation? Monetary manipulation, taxation without representation. Put an end to the endless 1913 Q. Shady Grove, pretty interesting. I just had to point that out. I love it, bro. You need That's coffee. Horrible. It's early for you, isn't it? I mean, come on.
It's early. Give me a little slack.
Slack.
See, undercover A. It is undercover.
They are undercover, right? Let me just look up another post, JD, that Queued Up wants us to look at. It's Q Post 1295, and I'm getting it right now. It's very interesting because if you look at it, Q Post 1295 is 11-11-22 timestamp on 4/29/18. But look at that, 11-11-22. What's the date today, Shady?
11-11-22.
Right. So be careful who you are following. Some are profiting off this movement. Some are building a big following off this movement only to then retreat to and go mainstream. Look at the list we just read, Shady Group. Patriots, yep. Mac. Sacrifices some, the ultimate sacrifice. Patriots are selfless. Do they ask for monthly payments to remain a Patriots? Think logically. To some, it's all only about the money. Those who would seek personal gain at the expense of others in this movement has an agenda. You decide. This is not a game. The only profit that we should be striving for us is true freedom. God bless you all. Q.
Wow. That is very interesting. No? With the exact timestamp.
All the people that are flipping on POTUS right now. Very interesting.
Yeah. And there will be more, by the way.
Yes, there will be. And the storm has arrived. We'll keep that up to date. Keep that up to date for us, Shady Groove. Wow. That was a great little update on the Q Post, Shady. What do you think?
I mean, it's kind of just interesting to read them like that in the deltas that hit those dates every day as we went through and kind of getting, I mean, I think it's pretty interesting that the Q Post from today connected to all those other Q Posts directly about the Fed that happened 5 years ago. It's pretty amazing that we're seeing a country that is faltering right now. You guys are watching the country falter. You're seeing your gas prices escalate. You're seeing the economy. This is all. Levels back to the Federal Reserve as our economic issue here, and people need to recognize that whose job is it to control the money supply and control inflation? It's the Federal Reserve's job. That's their charter. That's their only job. And are they doing it right now? No. So should we be lighting them up? Yes.
And I'd like to make a point here for Freedom 1979. Very few ask for money or info. One is horrible about it and goes through 20 minutes of advertisements before a show ever starts. I know, you know, but you know what we do here, you know, we have advertisements at the beginning of our show, but we are loyal to Q. We've never faltered. We've never failed. And I'd like to read to you Q Post 1366. I don't think it would be fair to say that a journalist can't make money when covering Q, but that's the difference. A journalist covering Q isn't necessarily usurping Q. The Patriots in question were trying to usurp Q. Will Chamberlain. We got Cernovich. We got all those people. Alex Jones. This video explains what happened very well. It certainly cleared my head about it all. So if you guys want to help us, mg.show/donate. Rants are certainly helpful as well. And Shady, nobody's here anyways, is profiting off this movement. We're barely even getting by.
And that is interesting because it was, you know, those that era of Post that started weaponizing this idea against you and saying that you're not allowed to go make any money making a t-shirt. Like, how are you going to get the message out if you don't put a Q on a shirt? How are you going to get the message out if you don't advertise or talk about or market what you're doing? It is absolutely a deep state narrative inserted into Q. There's nothing more anti-capitalist than the idea that you can't try to do something in America and see if it takes hold or see if you can make earn anything at it. It's freedom, yep. Jeff.
Yeah, and Freedom 1969 says, Jeff, not as near as aggressive, and you don't hide info if we don't pay. Absolutely right. And that's what it was about, true. Freedom 1969. Thank you. I just used that as an example because I wanted to let people know that we've decoded that, and the people that call people Patriots always leave this post out. It's really funny. Thank you for that. Freedom 1969. I really appreciate you saying that because, you know, we work hard and we did not ever hide our reporting on Q, Shady Groove.
And we also didn't expect to be doing this. you know, a bunch of the other people that are talking about on that platform. These people were trying to engineer their lives as being analysts or pundits or whatever you want to call them. Like, that's what they wanted to do. We didn't necessarily set out on a life journey to do that. It kind of found us. We came to the conversation. We stepped into a position as opposed to being groomed into a position.
Yeah, you notice we don't have a lot of... Anyways, Kiki, happy Veterans Day. You See Nothing, Demos, Queens, Sippy, Kenny, Mac Daddy, Carl, Salty's Hubby. All happy Veterans Day to you guys. Thank you, Kiki, for that reminder. Appreciate you as well. Wow, Shady Groove.
You know, it's the one thing I like to say every year, and I'm going to say it again today. If you want to thank a veteran, be an American worth fighting for. That's the message. That's what we can all do. We can all do that way. It doesn't matter if the veteran who is harmed, what war they went to. It doesn't matter if the war that they went to was legitimate or non-legitimate. What matters is that they went willingly, volunteered to go do what was thought to be in the best interest of America. Whether it was or not is not their problem, okay? We respect and honor their service regardless of where they served or who they served under, okay? I want to make that very, very clear. This is a powerful moment in our country every year, and I really do wish our country had went in a different way where the people could have been stronger 100 years ago and nipped this in the bud whenever it was happening. But they controlled every asset in the media and they engineered it. Now they don't control every asset in the media. I don't think they're going to be able to engineer World War III because of us.
Yeah. Crazy.
They want to.
You got Biden over there at COP 27. You're right. He's promising transformational changes and a strange sound briefly interrupts. Did you hear this, Shady Groove?
I came to the presidency determined to make the transformational changes that are needed, that America needs to make, and we have to do for the rest of the world to overcome decades of opposition and obstacles of progress in this issue alone, to reestablish the United States is a trustworthy, committed global leader on climate. As I stand here before you, we've taken enormous strides to achieve that. But I don't stand here alone. I came to the presidency
weird?
Determined.
What was that?
He didn't even flinch. Idea. You know, the thing.
Oh, that was the thing?
Probably.
We got to get Corn Pop.
He was a bad dude, Shady Groove. Wow. And it's been a pretty amazing week. I mean, we could go another 10 hours, Shady Groove. I wanted to just real quick point this out. Twitter HQ had a post, Shady, that says game over. Check that out, Shady. This is Twitter HQ is great. This is a real pick. Game over. And that is a Q post as well. And it relates to Obama. And look at this, Shady. Remember Obama's portrait? Is this weird?
Oh, wow. That does kind of connect to the portrait, doesn't it?
Well, I mean, you know, he was in these leaves, right? Or something like that.
And that post was dropped. And it was at 11:11 too today, right? Is that correct? 11:11:11?
Yes. Yes. Yep. He did it. 11:11. Wow, and, Shady.
Oh, that's interesting. Check this out. The game over, one of the game over Q posts, 4/16, 12/21/17, the same day as the executive order, Soros takes orders from P. You have no idea how sick and evil these people are. Fight, fight, fight. Day of days, game over. That is a game over Q post. One of the four, it looks like, maybe. Yeah. There's a couple more with the Twitter.
One of the other ones.
The one was Public Awakening Game Over with a T Spooky Twitter account that I can't see. And the other one was an example post 2207. And then it gives a few Twitter links in this one. Abuse of Power, talking about Hussein, and then Executive Order 13526. Section 1.7 classification prohibitions and limitations. A, in no cause shall information be classified, continue to be maintained as classified, or fail to be declassified in order to, one, conceal violations of law, inefficiency, and administrative error. Two, prevent embarrassment to a person, organization, or agency. Three, restrain competition. Or four, prevent or delay the release of information that does not require protection in the interest of the national security. Sleep no more. The American people and others around the world are awakening. Panic. Game over. And that's where it's highlighting all of the things that you can't classify something for. You can't classify something simply because it's embarrassing or because it doesn't fit what you want to put out. That was another of the game over ones.
Do 3872.
3872. This is going to be a tough one. To be blunt, game over. Q.
Now, do you remember when Elon Musk smoked a blunt on Joe Rogan's show? So, to be blunt, game over.
What is going on?
I don't know, man. I'm just telling you that there's more than meets the eye, Shady Groove. To be blunt. All right, we got a couple more. Does that mow your mind now? Tulip Crafter, thanking for making this Veterans Day easier than last year for me. I was just starting to understand, having questioned why people I'd love to die. Oh, God bless you, Tulip Crafter. We are with you. God bless you. Thank you. Jeanette 57, hi to all my fellow American patriots. God bless each and every one of you. Stay strong. God is with us. Where we go one, we go all. Janet 57, and those are two $17 Rumble rants. Thank you guys so much. We love you. Shady Groove, another week in the can? What do you call it? I don't know what you want to call it.
Well, another week in the can, and guess what? We're at the end of the week, and we still don't know the end results of multiple states of elections around the country. We're hoping that maybe next week we can report on the other candidates that are awesome that have won that they won't tell you about yet.
Wow. That's amazing. And, you know, guys, I want to just make sure that you guys understand that, you know, we need the Democrats to wake up, and we're here for you. And they are waking up. And Shady Groove, we're going to get out of here with Tav Democrats. Here we go. Shady Groove, God bless you all. Where we go, when we go all. Oh, wait, Shady. Before we go,
we want you guys away.
Do we have a Q Lounge Live?
No, I have a party on Saturday or Sunday, so we do not have a live show this weekend. I apologize for that, but we will be having a replay of one of the great episodes that we've done this year on Sunday.
All right, what time?
At 8 p.m. Eastern Time, Sunday night.
All right, and party at Shady's house. God bless you all. Shady Groove, we love you. Good show, good week. Much love, everyone. I got my voice back, finally.
Boom. We want you guys awake. So we keep pushing, but we're hopeful. We're hopeful.
Democrats,
please wake up right now.
Come on, guys, sing it.
We need you on the team for the plan to go down. Democrats, please wake up right now. We need ya, we need ya, we need ya. So, what will it take? A false flag so you know you've been played? Okay, that's not it. What about the fact there's no COVID? Fine, maybe just a bit, but not like that fake news push that shit. Why the masses ain't sick? All bunched up when they protest and riot. But don't it make you wonder what's really going on? How the Who sang a tune like a view of fake news with the swan song gone wrong. But don't it make you wonder why the world's gone mad? And why you ate it up when the media said Russia, now it's all bulimia. I don't know, but I know that we miss ya. It's so sad, there's a brainwash mixer. Democrats, you know we got your back. Till you realize lies, emotion, and disgust, facts. Yeah, Democrats, we need you on the team. Let's go. If you got fam on the sidelines, Fred said bye-bye-oh. Democrats, please wake up. We love ya, we miss ya, we want ya, we hug ya, we kiss ya. You know, that's love, so maybe one day soon we'll meet again. We all can't wait to call each other friends. And we promise you this. On the right side, you'll love how it ends.
God wins. Where we go one, we go all. www.mg.show. Boom.